HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. This week we're in conversation with Richa. Richa was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis at the age of 17. It was, of course, not only a physical challenge, but also was a mentally frightening experience. From spending 2 months in bed, to visiting multiple doctors, and even struggling with basic movements, Richa eventually turned to yoga, which has not only helped her stay calm while still fighting the condition, but also tried to gain back her life.
Hi, my name is Richa Tyagi. I am 31 years of age. I am an environmental lawyer by profession and I'm a yoga teacher by passion. I grew up in Dehradun, but I have lived in Delhi for the last 10 to 12 years of my life. I had a great childhood and I have a great family. I grew up in Dehradun and it's a beautiful town. I grew up in a big house with lots of trees. In a joint family, when I got diagnosed with JRA, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, it was because of my parents, my uncle, my aunt, and my grandparents that I was able to deal with the situation, to laugh in the eyes of misery. And I'm glad that they were with me when I was going through something like this. I think it began with just a constant fever, and we went to a doctor and the doctor ran some tests and he thought that maybe it's typhoid or it's just some infection, and he gave me antibiotics so the fever would go down. It would feel like the infection has gone down. And then again, a few days later, I would run a very high temperature. My parents wouldn't know what was wrong. So we went to a doctor, and this is maybe the fourth or the fifth doctor. And this person said that we can't really figure out what it is, so we are going to run every possible test on you to just understand what is going on. So they must have run tests on, HIV, leukemia. They did my heart tests. They tested my blood for everything possible, but they just weren't able to figure out what it is, and they weren't able to pinpoint what exactly the medical condition was. My uncle decided that we must go to Delhi, and somebody told him to take me to this hospital called Indian Spinal Injury Center in Delhi. Just get me checked by a rheumatologist, because a rheumatologist deals with a lot of autoimmune disorders. And because I had joint pain and my fingers were swollen, they probably thought that's a good place to start with. Went to this hospital. After 2.5 months was the first time that we got a proper diagnosis. That is where the doctor, he did an examination to see my joints, and that's when he said that this is an autoimmune disorder and it's affecting her joints. It's called juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and it's not like the arthritis that you hear of in old people, but this affects children and it affects their joints. It can affect their organs, and if not treated properly, it can affect the heart or the brain as well. I can't tell you that moment I felt like I got my life back and I finally knew what was wrong with my body. It was still very early for my medical condition, and therefore they were able to treat it. I was admitted for, I think, 2 days, and they were able to control the condition with steroids, with surgical cut on my knees to drain out all the fluid that had accumulated there. The doctor there told me that, see, this is not curable, it's controllable. So with your lifestyle, with the food that you eat, the medicines that you take, you will be able to control this, but you will never be able to cure it, because this is an autoimmune disorder and autoimmune disorders have still not been figured out completely. We still don't know why the immune system start attacking. Thank God for that moment of going to that hospital and finding some great doctors and getting the treatment. While the medicines were working for my JRA, side effects of all of these medicines are really bad and they're long lasting. one of the problems that I faced was that the steroids make you really nauseous. They make you feel really moody, mood swings. There were times that I would not feel like going out. I would not feel like eating at all. Another thing that happens, which is called the moon face. Your face sort of swells up and it looks like the moon. It's really embarrassing. And eventually I realized that I couldn't help it. I had to live with it. And it's fine. None of it matters. And I would always remember those days when I was so sick and I was so miserable that a moon face is nothing compared to what I have been through. So being able to walk, being able to run means that I have a swollen face. So be it. It's fine. I will live with it. In the first or second year after the diagnosis, even though I was on very heavy medication, I would wake up every morning with my fingers swollen up and my knees completely jammed, and I wouldn't even be able to, you know, sit on the floor, or if I sat down on, say, a stool, I would need somebody else's help to get up. It was really bad, and there were times that I felt like completely giving up. I thought that I will stop all medication, and if this has to kill me, let it kill me, because what's the point? You know, there were moments where I would just think that it's fine, I don't want to do this anymore, and I have been on such heavy medication. I have been taking like 7-8 pills every night before going to sleep, and if it's still not helping, that then it's not worth it, and I don't want a life like that. But yes, of course, after a point, things got better, and I had to decide a career based on the kind of medical condition I had, and that's tough for a 19-20 year old, but that's what I had to do. I was sitting outside my pediatric rheumatologist's office and I was waiting for my appointment, and there was this mother with this very, very young girl. I think her daughter must have been 7 or 8 years old, and she had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Here I was at 19 or 20 years of age trying to deal with a medical condition, with a lot more awareness, with a lot more control over my disease. And there was this little girl who I could see is struggling. Her fingers were swollen up, her elbows were swollen up, but she was so happy. And her mother was talking to me, and you know, she kept asking me if her daughter is going to be okay. And that's the moment that I felt that it's okay. This is one life and I want to live it, and if there can be a child who is so young and she has to start with this 10 years before I did, then I can definitely do this too. And I reassured her mother and I told her that we have treatments now, we have medication which might have some side effects, but it will most definitely give her daughter a life where she's able to deal with the medical condition. Earlier, my doctors had advised me to not sit on the floor at all, to not squat and sit, because those would put a lot of pressure on my joints, on my knees. So at one point when I was doing a lot of yoga, I decided to slowly incorporate exercises and yoga asanas, which would help me build my knee strength. And I think there was this one point where I folded my knees to sit cross-legged on the floor. And for years before that, I had never sat like that on the floor because it would hurt my knees. And it was such a moment of joy to be able to sit on the floor with my knees folded and no pain. It brought tears to my eyes. A very simple thing like sitting cross-legged was so difficult for me earlier. I think I am so proud of myself, and I'm so proud of the fact that I was able to deal with a medical condition like this, and I was able to challenge it. I was able to find peace within my own body and learn how to deal with something like this and come out of it much stronger, much healthier than I would have ever been. You could get a lot of terrible things in life, and you could be, you know, badgered to the ground by it, and there could be things that you never thought would happen to you, and you may feel miserable a lot of times in life, but always remember that it's always going to be a phase and it will definitely get better. And once it gets better, just make sure that you let everybody else know that it will get better.
If you would also like to share your champion story, then write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. And we would love to tell your story to the world. We will see you next Thursday on Health Shots or your favorite audio streaming platform. This is Chaya Dabas signing off.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.